This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man well and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment. Out of pain, made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. We've got breaking news. The same Justice Department that didn't want to investigate Hillary will now investigate James Comey for investigating Hillary. Got it? That's right. 877-317-6432 is the number here. This was breaking news from CNN just a little while ago. That's right. The Justice Department that didn't want to investigate Hillary will now investigate Comey for investigating Hillary. Yeah. I mean, it's really just amazing how much Donald Trump and this election have exposed everyone. It's the emperor's new clothes, really. It really is. It's just stunning. So the FBI now has announced that they are going to investigate the Justice Department's role in James Comey. See, they're not investigating Hillary Clinton and her role in the Secret Server and the fact that she deleted emails and she made a broken laws. No, no, no. It's an internal investigation to investigate James Comey for coming out with his letter and all that. You see what this is? You see what this is? So you've got now, and by the way, this is last-ditch effort. These people are not going to go away quietly. You had these different narratives, right, which have been immediately after the election. It was what? That he didn't win the popular vote. She won the popular vote. I mean, I hear this all the time from people. Well, you know, and as soon as they say that, you know where they're coming from. Well, you know, he didn't win the popular vote. She won the popular vote. And it was the Russians now that hacked it. Now we got to look into the FBI. The Justice Department is now going to investigate the FBI. The same Justice Department that wouldn't investigate Hillary Clinton. They're not going to investigate James Comey specifically. I tell you, January 20th cannot come soon enough. And then there's, of course, CNN that was exposed because they ran this fake news story. In the last hour, I started talking about and playing for you the soundbite of Kellyanne Conway. I want to pick that up. Here's Kellyanne Conway with Anderson Cooper, who we know, by the way, Anderson Cooper was recruited by the CIA Little known story. He was recruited by the CIA at Princeton, which is very common, and actually worked for the CIA for a little while. Called Operation Hummingbird. The CIA is known to put operatives in select media. And again, all this is unsubstantiated. Let me play this for you. This is Anderson Cooper and Kellyanne Conway. And Kellyanne Conway, she's not going to let up here. Listen.
CNN.
Anderson, your sources are not correct. And the fact is
saying in that intelligence briefing, there was no information in any of the documents of that two-page summary.
So what they're referring to is, of course, this fake news story that was put out by BuzzFeed, but CNN ran with the story first. CNN, the night before the BuzzFeed story, came out and said, we have breaking news, and they said that there was information about Donald Trump and that the Russians had information that they were going to use to blackmail Donald Trump. And, of course, the inference being that they hacked the election and that they had this information. Oh, and they also, within that report, alluded to several things. Of course, if you allude to something, that's disinformation. Listen.
Two things on that. Number one, we don't discuss the classified information that is presented in intelligence briefings.
Well, you just said it wasn't
true. That's why they're closed door. Excuse me, but Anderson, if you want me to talk, I know CNN is feeling the heat today.
I think you guys are feeling the heat enough to come on and discuss it.
We feel it. What heat do we feel? That you've got this raw information, this complete ridiculous fake news. Actually, it's just fake.
It's actually been backed up by not only multiple sources, but other news agencies, New York Times, Washington.
It's been backed up by various news sources, you know, like the New York Times and the Washington Post. That's the Bible for these people. No, we don't accept that. I'm sorry. I don't accept the New York Times and the Washington Post. In fact, Washington Post, I've got it right here. Trump was briefed on claims Russia had compromising information on him. You see, that's how the story was couched. That senior U.S. officials with access to documents said that the allegations are presented at least in part to underscore that Russia had embarrassing information on both major candidates, but only released material that might harm Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton. A reflection of Russia's motivation that bolstered U.S. spy agencies' conclusion that Moscow sought to help Trump win. And then you got an article in The Hill that says, well, the only possible way to remedy this is we've got to have another election. You see what this does? It's a way to delegitimize Donald Trump going forward. This is what they do. They are such sore losers. This is what they do. The Washington Post and the New York Times, they're a joke. They're laughable. You see, we know now. I mean, we've got proof now. And by the way, do you think it's a big surprise here? Because Reuters is reporting that Fredo Bush hired this guy from MI6 to dig up dirt on Donald Trump. And when Donald Trump won the nomination, you know what they did with that information? They gave it to the Democrats. They're all in it together. You think it's a coincidence that it's John McCain that gave the information up to the CIA, like any good American would do? Or that Lindsey Graham's out there saying the same thing? Or that Marco Rubio's giving a hard time to Rex Tillerson? It's all the same. Because they're threatened. They're threatened because their new world order isn't going to happen. We'll be right back.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre? Oh, show. Yeah. Check it out.
It's still Dre D. AK. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent this spots that I'm known to rock. You hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. My last album was the Chronic. They want to know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They want to know how I feel.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So, I want to get back to this, the extraordinary exchange, really, between Anderson Cooper and Kellyanne Conway. And the thing is, he spent literally, he's got an hour-long show. He spent 32 minutes with her. And I'm talking about, I mean, 32 minutes, and that's not including the commercial breaks. I mean, a full 32 minutes of just her. So it was probably about 3/4 of the show was spent on this, and I'm not going to play the whole thing for you, but it's extraordinary because he keeps going back, he's pushing back, and he's not going to accept it. Listen, I want you to listen.
She just wanted to argue with me. It has not been backed up by credible news sources, and you know as well as I do that these rumors were running around for months. Every news outlet was chasing these rumors
for months, and decided not to.
So, yes, they were. They were reporting that they had breaking news that the Russians had a dossier on Donald Trump with these salacious facts. And they alluded to them. They didn't lay it out because what they did was they opened the door and then BuzzFeed came in and said, okay, here. That's what they did. Listen.
Anderson, because CNN went first and had this breathless report, you know, everybody said it was a bombshell, earth-shattering report last night.
We didn't say it was
BuzzFeed
a bombshell.
BuzzFeed then went ahead. But yes, he did. Yes, he did. It says right here, Intel chiefs presented Trump with claims of Russian effort to compromise him.
Where's
That's
the word
not
bombshell?
True. Your headline is...
Where's the word bombshell? I know you are, but what am I?
Your headline is wrong. Well, then Seth Meyers said that he confronted me on the bombshell. None of it is true.
Well,
and I think would you run the same story today, knowing what you know, everything that's happened?
Because
absolutely. You would, wow, because the executive editor of the New York Times said they saw this information and decided they couldn't corroborate, they couldn't verify it.
They're talking about the BuzzFeed story.
And so are you. You linked.
The BuzzFeed story is the same story that you reported. You just didn't give the facts, but you alluded to this information, which we now know is true, okay? But listen how he won't give it up.
No, we said we cannot corroborate. We're not reporting what they
why
released.
Even link
In
it?
Fact,
you can't
Jake
corroborate
Tapper has been very critical of what BuzzFeed has done.
If you couldn't corroborate it, why would you even link to it? Why are you linking to fake news?
We did
why
not
are you linking
link
to
it.
Stuff? You know the Michael Cohen who is mentioned in that report is not the Michael Cohen who works at the Trump Organization. This Michael
we
Cohen,
never
Michael
said
B.
he was.
Cohen, has never been. You're linking to the BuzzFeed report. You
We're
guys
not linking to the BuzzFeed
updated,
report.
It's mentioned in here. I'm looking at the updated CNN report. I read it right before we came on air. And absolutely, you know, people are going to. Why did you?
I think it's this really weird message from Ross. He said, turn on.
Oh, man. That was awesome. Wait a minute. Here we go.
Why run a story based on anonymous sourcing that now has been rebutted about a two-page appendix that.
So you're saying there was no. You're saying that there was no two-page summary that was included in the briefing materials?
The president-elect was asked that question today. You should refer to his answer, but I will tell you.
Well, no, well, you can answer.
Lower level.
He said.
No, I wasn't in the briefing.
Okay, so you can't say whether or not you're saying it's not true, but you're saying also.
What
you
did
can't
the president-elect say today when he was asked?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, then you didn't pay attention to the.
I didn't pay attention
to the press conference. You're relying on CNN on verified sources.
Actually, I just watched the press conference. I just don't want to misquote the president-elect. I assume you know what the president-elect said today.
I sure do. And
he
I
said
hope
he doesn't want to talk
I
about
to learn
said,
it on CNN.
He said he doesn't want to talk about, he won't talk about what happened in intelligence briefings. But
right,
if,
he shouldn't. It's called right. an intelligence briefing. Anderson, are you comfortable that...
But if this didn't happen in an intelligence briefing, then you can talk about it. If this wasn't part of the briefing...
Oh, Anderson Cooper, just... getting his dress up in a tiff here. I mean, you know, he's so concerned about this and clearing the reputation of CNN that has been besmirched, my God, by Donald Trump. This is all fake. The fake outrage? Because it's none of it was true. But CNN came out and they reported this story. I mean, they were like, it's breaking news. We've got breaking news. Donald Trump. I mean, they specifically said that they had breaking news provided by, of course, anonymous sources saying that there was a dossier that Donald Trump engaged in some activity that the Russians felt would be able to blackmail him with. And it was this golden shower story. I mean, it's completely bogus. Anyway, listen.
This wasn't part of. Sorry to talk over you.
Were your four journalists in the intelligence briefing? Were the officials who leaked to the media in the intelligence briefing? Yeah. No.
So on the one hand, there were four intelligence officials and the briefer. What you're saying doesn't make sense. On the one hand, you're saying our reporting is inaccurate.
Oh gosh, please give me a break. I mean, these people are just—it's amazing. Okay. See, and they can't get rid of they can't get rid of us now, you see, because we know what's going on. So Reuters today, this is a Reuters story that came out today, okay? Christopher Steele, who wrote reports on compromising material Russian operatives allegedly had collected on U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, is a former officer in British Secret Intelligence Service. Former British officials said Steele spent years under diplomatic cover working for the agency in Russia and Paris and at Foreign Commonwealth Office in London. After he left the spy service, Steele supplied the U.S., the FBI, with information on corruption at FIFA. And it was his work on corruption in international soccer that led credence to his reporting on Trump's entanglements in Russia, U.S. officials said on Wednesday. Emails seen by Reuters indicate that in the summer of 2010, members of a New York-based FBI squad assigned to investigate Eurasian organized crime met Steele in London to discuss allegations of possible corruption in FIFA. So, Steele, this is the best part. Let me pick this up when I come back. I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
The show, 877-317-6432 is the number here. So I want to get back to the source, because you always got to consider the source, always. Okay? This guy, Christopher Steele, now, we know that this is the guy that wrote this report. Okay? So, this guy, Steele, Christopher Steele, Reuters is reporting that he was initially hired by Fusion GPS, a Washington, D.C.-based political research firm, and also that he was hired by JB, that's right, I'm smart, Fredo. Here we go. Also, BBC is also reporting this. That Steele was initially hired by Fusion GPS, a Washington, D.C.-based political research firm, to investigate Trump on behalf of unidentified Republicans, Jeb Bush, who wanted to stop Trump's bid for the GOP nomination. He, Steele, was compiling this report on behalf of initially Trump's opponent, Jeb Bush. Okay? Steele was kept on assignment by Fusion GPS after Trump won the nomination, and his information was circulated by Democrat Party figures and members of the media. So you see, this was opposition research conducted by Fredo and handed over to, you know, the various people like John McCain and people in the FBI. Understand what's going on here. This is an attempted coup to basically do an end around to the will of the people. This is what's going on. This is a coup d'etat, a modern day bloodless coup d'etat. And I have no doubt that these people are going to stop at nothing, and they may even try to take out the Donald. Because their world order is now crumbling. Look, you saw today, Marie Le Pen. By the way, Marie Le Pen is leading in all the polls in France now. If Marie Le Pen wins in France, it's over. It is over for the European Union as we know it. The euro, done. I've been saying this for years, that it's just a matter of time before the euro collapses and the European Union collapses. Because there's no way this can continue. It can't go on. And the reason why, and this is very important, the reason why they're trying to discredit Donald Trump with these salacious allegations and these baseless, ridiculous stories, it's because they're desperate. This is desperation. Look, I have no doubt, in fact, we know this, that Jeb Bush was behind the releasing of the Billy Bush tapes. Okay? That Uncle Jeb, remember, Billy Bush is his nephew. I mean, that's absolutely true. So it begs the question, you know, after, look, when they released that, see, Jeb Bush is part of the New World Order. Okay, the globalists. The globalists, they're on the run now. And they're freaking out. Because they've tried to basically subjugate everyone. Under the guise of that technology's wonderful, sign up for Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff, so that you've got now a bunch of freaking morons walking around like literally like zombies, okay, looking down at their phone like idiots, bumping into things. I mean, honestly, 20 years ago, did you envision anything like this happening? Remember, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeffrey Bezos, that owns Amazon. He also owns the Washington Post. Also has big contracts. The Washington Post has huge contracts with the CIA. Because what? The CIA is in the business of disinformation. But it's all tied together. Understand what's going on here. They're doing everything in their power to try to delegitimize Donald Trump before he even takes office, by putting this out in the public sphere, and it's a systematic campaign that's been going on now since the election. Because they thought that, you know, this thing, there's no way that Trump is going to win. Because they listened to themselves. Even though we all knew he was going to win. I knew he was going to win. I said he was going to win on my show. The day he came down that escalator, the next day, I came on the show and I said, he's going to be the nominee. And it was the nominee. I said, he's going to win. It was clear to me what was going on. But these people, these New World Order globalists, Trump threatens that. Brexit threatens that. Populism threatens that. Nationalism threatens that. So much so that they have literally made nationalism and populism a bad word. And they've lost their minds. Because now that you're, this whole Russian angle is nothing new. They've been doing this for literally probably 50 years now or more. And this is the best they can come up with. Because, remember, this whole thing started because Trump had said, jokingly, hey, by the way, Russia, if you guys got those emails, we'd sure like to see those 33,000 emails. If you deleted them, can you give us those emails? So then the media went and said, you see that? He's calling for Russia to hack into Hillary's emails. But remember this. The reason why they didn't make a big thing out of this whole Russian deal then was because if I'll pick that up when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling. Way down inside, honey, you need it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So look, remember this. This stuff had come out during the campaign, but the media didn't want to focus on that because if they did, they would have had to acknowledge that Hillary Clinton didn't handle her server and there was classified information and that the Russians had access to it. So they didn't play up that angle. The Russian deal. But then when he won, they were like, oh, we're going to win on this. Even NBC reported that this was bunk. Here's Cynthia McFadden. This is from NBC. Listen.
The intelligence officials go further and say that as far as they are concerned, and I'm going to quote now, intel and law enforcement officials agree that none of the investigations have found any conclusive or direct link between Donald Trump and the Russian government, period. So you might wonder, why was it part of this addendum if the intelligence community didn't believe it to be true, says it wasn't verified, as we've all said. And it was context. That they wanted it available, we are told, so that if they felt they needed to explain to the president-elect the difference between vetted intelligence, i.e. the Russians did try to participate and influence our election, and this raw kind of disinformation that's out there. They had it available. And trying to explain to the president-elect, who has said continually, this is just political. Oh, we'll show you just political. This is the kind of political junk that's out there. We don't believe.
Yeah, but then CNN and BuzzFeed ran with story. Okay? Here's Senator Dick Durbin. On the floor of the Senate, listen to what he said, that the BuzzFeed Trump report needs to be investigated. Listen to
this. At the same time, we need to answer some basic questions about what Russia tried to do in this last election. And to make it clear to them and to the world, the United States is not going to be a sucker. We're not going to allow anyone who can hack into our systems try to undermine the electoral system of the United States. We are proud Americans. We'll handle our own elections, thank you. Keep your hackers out of business in the United States. Now, recently, we've had allegations, and I underline the word allegations, of other involvement of the Russians with the Trump campaign and the preparation of certain documents, which have not been collaborated as of this date. They may lead to nothing, but they certainly deserve investigation, what the facts may be. I asked Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama yesterday at the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Are you kidding me? So we should investigate this, right? We need to investigate this. Right? Come on. Speaking of fake news, remember when the White House defended calling Fox News not a real news network? Do you remember that? I got that.
The Times also quoted the president as saying, I've got one television station that is entirely devoted to attacking my administration. My question, did he mean to say one television network, or was he informing this opinion watching one station of Fox Network?
I think the president was clear in what he said, and I think based on your question, you understand the answer too. Yes, sir.
I actually have two questions. The first one is about Fox, though. How would you respond to criticism that the administration's posture towards Fox News constitutes some sort of bully or chilling of speech?
We get questions throughout the day, 7 days a week, about policies here at the White House, questions that you guys want answered, and our goal is to make sure that you have the facts as you do your job. That's what we do for everybody.
Specifically, the comments by Anita Dunn about Fox not being a real news network?
I have watched many stories on that network that I found not to be true. I think everybody in this room has been likely on the other end of a phone conversation with me when I've had issues with your stories. I don't think that's new.
But yeah, so Fox News is not a real news network.
That's what they said.
Yeah. Fox News is not a real news network, apparently. But that's okay. You know, because it was Obama and all that. And now, you know, now that Trump is saying it, it's, oh, my God, what are you talking about? It's not, let me just say this. It's not going to end. It's going to continue. On and on and on and on and on. I anticipate that within the next week, here's a prediction. There's going to be some outrageous, crazy story that's going to come down the pike to try to further delegitimize Donald Trump. Because this is about the legitimacy of the election. That's what this is all about. This is to put in the minds of people that Trump is somehow an illegitimate president. Look, they would have done the same thing with George W. Bush, but for 9/11 happening. Remember, this is the same thing that they were trying to pull with George W. Right? Nicole Kidman, I want to play this for you real quick. For every Meryl Streep, there's a Nicole Kidman. Listen.
You have joint U.S.-Australian citizenship, and you voted in the U.S. elections last month. What do you think of President-elect Trump?
I mean, I'm always reticent to start sort of commenting politically. I've never done it in terms of America or Australia. I'm issue-based. I comment on the things that I'm... So I just say he's now elected, and we as a country need to support him. who's ever the president, because that's what the country's based on.
Oh, how refreshing. A celebrity that says that we need to support our president. Yeah, he's your president. He's your president. He's my president. He's all of our president. The election's over. Donald Trump won. Hillary Clinton lost. Get over it. I've never seen so much crying and whining and bitching, honestly. I mean, it really is. It's beneath you all. Really. And Mr. Obama, please go away so that we can miss you, okay? Really, don't be hanging around D.C. I know that you intend to do that, but do yourself a favor. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Just keep that in mind, okay? Trust me. People are going to like you a lot more when you go away. Really. Trust me on this one, okay? Barack, go away. Go to Hawaii. Golf. Vacation. Basically do what you've done for the last 8 years. Continue. Go away. Please. Please. All right. I'm out of time for the day. I got to go away myself. Go check out the website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you, to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.